Podcast Network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Yeah.
It's where this one you say, gotta lock it in your pocket, taking this one to the grave. And I show you that I know you don't care.
Sorry,
this is really bad tonight.
I know, I was gonna say, we gotta improve.
I think
you guys, I actually did the finger thing and you guys didn't look this up.
You forget every week.
I know, but I actually did it and you guys forgot.
But I think our singing was the most horrendous it's ever been.
Yeah, you guys, we started to like fizzle there at the end and it sounded like,
ugh. I thought I did really good.
This is something we're gonna work on throughout season 6. Probably we're gonna need the hiatus in between to even really improve our work.
I need to take some singing lessons.
I'm gonna work with a vocal coach.
Yeah,
so that
exactly.
I can get.
We're taking this really seriously. But welcome, After Buzzers. We're here doing obviously another Pretty Little Liars after show for you all. Of course, tonight is season 6, episode 4, Don't Look Now, and this is a crazy episode.
We're
streaming live on YouTube tonight, as always, and we love hearing from you. Kristen is, of course, on the
live. I'm on the chat roll.
Yes, always.
Always, and we love your comments and want to hear from you all show. You can also go on iTunes and SoundCloud. Let us know what you're thinking there, comment, and we're great at responding. I feel like all of us are all over that, so definitely let us know. And I'm Stephanie Wanger, and you can find me on Twitter at Stephanie Wanger.
I'm Kristen Strange, and you can find me on Twitter at Kristen_Strange.
I'm Hannah Pritchard, and you all can find me on Twitter at TheHotShotDude.
I'm Heather Joy Smith, and you guys can find me on Twitter at Heather Joy Smith.
And before we jump into the episode, we have another really great way for you all to get involved with AfterBuzz. Go to podcastone.com, and there's a brief survey there. It's about 3 minutes long, and you can kind of tell us what you love about AfterBuzz and maybe some things that you don't love so much. Hopefully there's not many of those, but we want to hear from you regardless.
We'll fix them.
Yeah, exactly.
Especially our singing.
Yes, exactly. If that's your...
We already know about that. No need to rub it in.
Just wait until they see our dancing.
Oh. Yes, we'll get into
coming
our dancing
soon
in a little bit, but go to podcastone.com and truly let us know what you like about AfterBuzz and what you think about everything that we do here. It's only 3 minutes, so short, easy, all that good stuff. And let's get into this episode. I feel like Don't Look Now is, of course, the episode title, but I feel like in a lot of ways it could be like All Things Point to Charles. Like,
right,
this entire episode was based on Charles, dead or alive. And that's where I want to start tonight is... Do you think he's dead?
No.
No, absolutely not.
Kinda.
No, what?
So we saw the grave.
So, doesn't mean anything.
So?
But then no one else has really ever died on this show. So it's hard for me to believe that someone's actually dead. That would be new.
Well, and not to mention, if she got him cremated, then she wouldn't have buried him. So, like, it doesn't even match up already in the way that they, you know what I mean? They
right
went about his death.
It's so just lie after lie after lie.
I kind of think that maybe, well, I'll save that for predictions.
Okay.
Girl. I was already jumping into it.
You always do.
I know.
See, I was absolutely 100% he's not dead, and that's still 90% of me thinks that.
But then, I'm like 75.
Okay. So
60.
I'm at 90 at this point, but 10% of me, when I saw that grave, I started to think, how far are you going to take these lies? That's a pretty bold thing to have a grave with someone's name on it.
Maybe it could have been like an emotional, like he died emotionally.
Yeah, I mean, he did end up...
Steep.
In Radley.
Hannah's like, absolutely not.
He's
no
absolutely
way.
Not.
I mean, the dad seems really torn up about what he's doing.
I think that the dad has no idea what's going on, to be honest with you.
Mrs. D was already covering for Charles, apparently, his entire life up until he died. So what makes us think that she's not covering up for him in the long run by pretending he's dead?
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Right, but so he was in Radley. I do believe that part. Whenever he was alive, he was, you know, a patient at Radley. Mm-hmm. So,
which explains why Mrs. D was on the board.
Right.
Yeah, because if she moved back to that, or moved to that town to be close to him, anything she could do to be close to him would be, like, to be on the board, or if there were, like, a volunteer opportunity, you don't know, was she, like, a candy striper? I think we saw Arya in a previous season do that at Radley, right? Right? Mm-hmm. Okay. So, that's my question, is that, did he die at Radley? Do they not know?
He didn't die.
I just had something really good coming to my head,
okay,
guys.
Go for it. Okay. I want to hear it.
Okay, so last episode, you know how we talked about how Sarah could possibly be Charles?
Yes.
If she transitioned, whatever. Wonder if that was the death of Charles, whatever.
No.
I'm just going far-fetched here, but...
So it
and
was
the birth of Sarah.
Exactly.
No, I can't anymore with this transgender thing. I can't. It's like way... It would be pushing something so much at the end of an entire series that is, like, such a social commentary as well that I'm like, why? If they'd go down that route at the very end of this whole series, honestly, I would be like, poor choice.
Hmm.
Legit.
Okay.
Interesting.
Interesting, because I think that would be something that people... I know we've been talking about it, but and fans have been kind of predicting it and thinking about it, but I think it would be a really bold choice for ABC Family.
It would
totally.
But which it would if that's what the show was, like, centered around long before. You know what I mean? But it's not. Like, they could have... If they wanted to make a statement about all of that or et cetera, or infiltrate that in the show, they should have started that process a long time ago rather than be like, hey, at the end... We didn't know what else to do, so we just decided, why not make Charles transgendered? You know what I mean? Like, that just seems like a last minute, like, whoo.
And that actually plays into our news and gossip that we have in a little bit, that this has been something that they've been planning since,
really?
since the very beginning. It is
I'll prove it.
It's not something.
I don't think so.
No, no.
I feel like that would be, I don't know, they say you can tell in every season who A is, if you know.
Right.
And you look back and you're like, oh, it's so obvious. But I feel like I can't look back at any episode and be like, oh, it's so obvious that Allie had a brother that turned out to be a woman.
Right.
Last
Sunday, I started from the very beginning. Pilot episode, season one, and got to about...
I know
I do this all the time. I did it with season three already, too. But I went back just to see if there was anything. And so far, I'm like...
It's
nothing obvious if it is.
That's because they don't know. I'm telling you, like, I love the show, Marlene King, great, woo. But I swear I don't think they've known this entire time who A is. They've been, like, writing the show as it's going, you know what I mean?
Right.
I don't think they know, and I think they've changed their mind multiple times and, like, trying to not go for obvious choices based off of fans' opinions and reviews. Like, I just think it keeps evolving, that A keeps evolving and that...
Yeah.
You know, that I don't think we can go back and really watch and figure it out. I think they say that, and I think they're going back and watching to see if they can find something to, like, stream through. You know what I mean?
See, that's what that meant, though.
Yeah.
Guys, we can make that more so.
Yeah. We can make this maybe look like it was her, like, long-lost sister-brother twin person.
I'm so glad you went down that path, only because our news and gossip so plays into exactly the opposite of that. It's an interview with Marlene King. And I just love that we are completely... I could see, though. I understand totally what you're saying. I think that it's reasonable to say that they've had some changes in direction. Maybe they had an initial plan and they've kind of veered off. I don't think when the show started they necessarily assumed it was going to go season six.
True.
Yeah, so I think there's been an evolution. Sure.
Yeah, because Mona, that could have been the end.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But
it's an interesting thought.
Had they not got renewed for those extra seasons, I think that's where it would have ended, was on Mona.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. That being said, before we move on, I want to, you know, tell you that all of our content here at AfterBuzz is free to you. We do, I think it's over 60 shows a week now. It's crazy to think about. But we do want to have a special announcement from Mazda for you, and Hannah's going to do that for us tonight.
Does driving matter to you? There's over 4 million miles of road in the U.S. to find out. That's a lot of ground to cover. A lot of highways, freeways, wrong ways, long ways, they're all there, waiting to be driven on. So do you take that left turn at Albuquerque or just keep going? Do you wake up early Sunday morning for a drive before the traffic does? Or do you take the long, winding road home for a change? If driving matters to you, just get out and drive. Why? Because driving matters. Mazda.
Awesome. Thank you, Hannah.
Go get Mazda, y'all.
Yeah. A little ad-lib there at the end. So I want to jump back in and talk about this episode and how each of the girls kind of where they're at. Because we talked about last week that they're all kind of dealing with the emotional trauma of what's happened to them differently. And I thought that that would be an interesting way to kind of get into this episode. So with Hannah, she is the one who is kind of, I feel like they're all in a lot of ways pushing people away, but we saw her majorly push away Caleb tonight.
Well, I would too. He was being super clingy.
Well, so and his sideburns looked bad. So what, you guys, somebody, let's get some trims on these sides over here.
I mean, you can't spend that amount of time with somebody and, like, not get sick of them. So if you're spending almost 24 hours a day with somebody, you're going to be like, can you please back up?
Especially when he's smothering her.
Right.
It's not like he's just like, hey, let's go to the movies. Let's do fun things. It's like, are you okay? Are you okay? Let me protect you. Oh, my God, there might be someone outside your door. Go sleep. I'm just going to watch.
Right. Well, that's creepy.
Yeah.
It went from comforting boyfriend. Like, I feel like in the last few episodes, we saw him be somewhat comforting to her and, like, playing the really, like, sweet boyfriend part into now it was, like, playing her security guard or bodyguard.
He's paranoid.
It was, like,
exactly.
Really
that's what the
weird
police are for.
But yeah. I felt like the last few episodes were actually an exception for him, that he's not normally, like, he's always sweet and comforting, but I feel like normally Caleb is smothering and overprotective. I feel like that's been a consistent in their relationship, is, like, trying to take care of everything. Which makes me still think Caleb's up to something. I still don't trust you, bruh.
I kind of do, too, to be honest with you.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Is this another one of those moments where it's like, we're going to agree with Hannah this week, and then she'll be wrong next week, and then she'll be right again the next
We do play that game a lot.
I love it so much, you guys. Let's keep playing.
So, that being said, I do have to say that I feel like Hannah is... I mean, I know that they're now, like, she wants space. I don't know if maybe people on Twitter and our chat role can help us with this. Officially broken up?
Yeah.
Yes, no, I wasn't sure.
I feel like they're just taking space. Give me a couple days and I think they'll be back together.
Okay.
Like, I don't really consider it a breakup.
He brought a bag like he was going to move in.
Right.
So
that's
I think
a
she was
extreme.
Like, no, that's not happening.
Maybe they're setting him up to derail and come out with, like, what he's actually doing. His secret life.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of wonder, not so much about his secret life. I know you're going down a dark path with Caleb. Expect some tweets.
I don't trust him. Yeah. And one, you guys, he never, ever told Hannah about his relationship in Ravenswood. So, I mean, like, why do we trust him anyways?
Oh my gosh, thanks.
No big deal.
I do have to say, though, that I really want... them to stay together. I do think that there's something, like, I know that you think he's shady, and I understand there's been little, like, question marks there, but he has always been in her corner. So I mean,
he did put a tracker in her car, though. Yeah. And then, but too much. Had trackers. Which that was the only thing that was weird for me, that I was like, well, maybe he is a little bit associated with A in some way or another, because he was like, he admits to Hannah, oh, I put a tracker in your car. And then the one thing we see from A is that he has tracking devices on
there. Don't you feel like that would be too obvious, though, of a Pretty Little Liars move?
Totally. No, because I feel like it is obvious, but I feel like nobody ever talks about how Caleb is probably A, which blows my mind because it makes the most sense.
Are you making a definitive statement here that you think Caleb is A?
B Carter also thinks that he's suspicious because he knows about technology and A has some sort of tracking device implanted in them.
Right. I mean, it was a tracking device. Were they all home when we saw them? Because they were tracked
homes. Except for one. This is where I knew it was on them because for Emily's, it was at the pool.
Oh, okay. And we saw her at the pool.
Mm-hmm. Well, then it could have been on Sarah.
I think it's in, you know, when they woke up naked? I think that it's in them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I do think that is super creepy to track.
Really?
Yeah.
We talked about this.
Yeah, because you know how they can, like, insert into your arm with that birth control implant?
Right. Exactly.
He could have done the same thing with the tracker.
Or, like, the chips on the dogs.
Yeah. And they could have woken up.
Which I'm still not sure I'm behind any of these kind of things, but, you know.
No, that's fine.
Well, tracking people, I'm pretty sure, isn't legal yet. No. But
yet.
Pretty sure that's a no.
But I don't think A is really concerned about anything legal at this point.
No, yeah, not, yeah. Kidnapping's not either, so.
Yeah.
But I think that with him, I think it's more he's, like, overly concerned. Like, I would be interested in seeing a flashback of Caleb when they were all, like, in...
Right,
in
where the was he at this
in
whole
the doll,
time?
In the dollhouse. Because I feel like it's more that he had some sort of, like, panic attack or something that... And this is an overreaction. It's that he's trying to be protective, but he's taking it, I completely agree, too mm-hmm. far. I don't think he's tracking all four girls, because I see all of his interest mm-hmm. still being on Hannah.
Yeah, and you can... You know, like you said, he may have had, like, a panic attack while she was in there, like, oh, my gosh, I need to get to her. I need to protect her. And it's kind of the same thing that Byron's doing to Arya. You know, it's like he's being almost trying to smother her as well.
Yeah.
And obviously, I'm, like, 1%, you know, that he would be A, but... It's like the same thing, right? I mean, we don't think Byron has anything to do with this.
I mean,
I don't know, but...
I've always been a proponent of the multi-generational idea. But
I know, you're really behind that one.
Yeah,
he looked really... When he and Arya were talking, though, about her in the bunker area and what it did to her and what her room looked like, he looked genuinely hurt.
Yeah.
Sorry, there's a fly.
I know, you all have a little friend over there, and it just keeps bouncing back and forth between both of your heads. It's on yours right now. I just want you to know.
I'm trying to ignore it.
I know, but he's itching my head.
Oh, now it's on yours. Hey.
Not a male sheep said that the final scene, Sarah did not have a tracker on.
It's true. We didn't have a tracker on her.
Yeah. No,
I mean, saying that.
But how do we know that? Because her and Emily were together. So who's to say the tracker wasn't on her and not Emily?
I think it was noted, at least, that the tracker, like, that had the last name.
I think it was on her.
On
you think it was on Sarah?
No, I think it was on Emily. Yeah.
Listen, I'm just trying to throw some, like, fuel on the fire.
I do wonder with Sarah, she is someone I definitely question. Because she came out of nowhere. She was in that space. They don't seem to have firm memories of what happened in that environment in the dollhouse, so I wonder if she was, like, good or bad in there. Like, I'm not clear.
Go ahead.
I still think she's related to Charles in some capacity.
Yeah, I do too. I think she's shady. I don't know. I don't trust her at all.
I know she's not old enough for this, but maybe... I don't know what this would make her to Charles, though. Family tree experts, let me know. But they mentioned the aunt going and visiting...
Carol Ward going and visiting...
Maybe it's Carol Ward's daughter?
Yeah, I can get behind that.
So, family tree experts, let me know who that would be.
Her cousin.
Her second cousin.
Okay, I'm thinking about that right then.
Yeah, it would be her second, I don't know, something like that.
But yeah, so, it's interesting to me that, because I do think there is some relationship there, but I don't know that maybe she was tortured like the other girls, and I never want to, like, point out, like, oh, you're not a victim, but it does make me wonder why she was in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
An interesting thought, for sure. So maybe we should talk more about Arya and her reaction being to her dad. She goes to this, to the dark room, and she kind of has her own panic attack while she's in the dark room because she can't...
She got locked in.
Well, the little... Did she actually
the
see
wedge.
The... The little hair dye thing, or was that her, like, imagining?
I think she saw it.
So A was actually mm-hmm. in that dark room.
Yeah.
How many times have these girls been locked in places?
All the time.
It's insane.
Listen, this scene just really cracked me up because I felt like its sole purpose was to explain her haircut, and that was it. I'm like, good job, guys. You wrote that in well. It really cracked me up, though.
I saw on Twitter earlier that someone was like, oh, it's not a continuity mistake. They actually explained the haircut.
Yeah. But I love how it's like, that was her torture. Like, dye your hair or I'm going to cut it all off now. In a cute bob.
Yeah.
Like, what?
It's
Like, Abe probably has her beauty license.
Yes. I couldn't help it, because the minute she pops up, it's still, like, a perfect angle, A-line haircut. I'm like, oh, just girl, I try to style mine to look like that. Like, what?
I wish they would have, like, done it uneven for at least an episode. Yeah. Around like that.
Dustin Bradley said, Hannah got her darkroom scene.
I did, though. Yeah. Dustin, what's up, man? I love you. On all the shows. Thanks, man.
I do think that, yeah, that darkroom, though, but she starts to really panic, and the note that we saw, you're my doll, bitch, was that...
A uses bitch so often.
I know.
And I'm offended as a woman.
I was about to say, like, I actually, when I said it on this
you
show...
You can't even say that and take you seriously.
Right? But I have to say, when I said it on our show, because we don't really swear on our show, felt really weird.
I was going to say, it felt weird to hear you say
it. It felt
like,
weird for you to say it, but not for me to say it.
That's a true statement. Kristen, it felt natural. I was like, yeah, Kristen. You, I was like, oh, you shouldn't have said that.
Nasty words.
Stephanie said a bad word, guys.
I know. Tweet me. I understand. It was bad. All right. Guys.
Lashes.
Yeah, I know. Oh, it's okay, guys. All right. But I want to know where the note came from. Like, do we... And it's obviously from A, but did...
That new guy, what was his name? Chad or...
Oh.
Clark. He was sexy.
I was going to say. I hope that's what was about to come out of your mouth next, because the look in your eye was like...
He's super sexy.
Yeah. We can get more Clark.
Yeah. But I don't know who he can be with, because I don't want him to be with Arya, so maybe Sarah? I mean, if there's not something...
Then they'd both have... Then he'd have to be a nut job, too.
No, I mean, he seems like...
He can ground her.
He's gonna stir the pot in some drama.
Yeah, we haven't seen the end of him. I'm convinced that... Because he hands her the photo.
Right. And they give him a name.
Do you think he's... No.
No one introduces themselves for no reason. Hey, right. I'm Clark. We're never going to see you again.
Exactly. Yeah.
Do you think maybe he's related to Lorenzo? But Lorenzo is more Hispanic than, isn't he?
Yeah,
like, Lorenzo. I'm trying to, like, decide what their ethnicities would exactly be.
Yeah, I'm not sure. But I think that he seemed like he could have some... storyline with Arya. I'm hoping it's not another...
Arya has so many boys. It's
ridiculous.
I was about
to say, I really don't want her to have another love interest. Obviously, I want her to go back to Ezra. Yeah. But beyond that, just in, like, a storytelling decision, I feel like every season now we're getting, like, oh, this is Arya's new guy, and it just feels like kind of having her be with somebody or be independent would be really great.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree. It's too much. I'm getting tired of watching her love life.
Yeah. Her
but I don't mind it with Ezra.
Well, no, of course not.
Yeah. Sorry, were you saying something?
I was reading this thing online about all the, like, dropped love interests, and, like, 90% of them were Arya's. Like, oh, here's Arya's guy. Here's Arya's guy. Here's... And then there's, like, two for anyone else.
That's so true.
But it's
just... No, I feel like Emily has...
She does have quite a few.
Her fair share amount of girlfriends.
That many.
Maya, Paige.
Well, Maya died, so we know where she went.
Did she really?
Died.
She had that guy in the pilot episode.
Right, Ben.
Ben, that's his name.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about him.
They just broke up.
And then Allie, of course. Yeah. I still want her and Allie to hook up.
I kind of feel like her and Sarah are going to hook up.
Yeah, I thought they were going to kiss.
I did too.
Yeah.
Which brings us perfectly to the pool scene, which is something that I definitely want to talk about. It feels like she's trying to, like, get back into swimming, maybe, like, get back to her old life. That seemed to be kind of what they were pushing
just
for.
Just do something
her.
For fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, fun, or I almost felt like it was, like, a return to a simpler time, she could go to practice and all of that. I don't know. It
something
just,
more normal for her.
Exactly. But then she's, like, swimming at the pool with Sarah, and I started to wonder, like, I did get that, like, romantic connection, and I hope in that case that Sarah's good, because if she's bad, that
Right before, we thought they were going to make out when they were having their little, like, underwater hold your breath thing, I thought for sure Sarah was going to take her down.
I know!
I was like, I'm just waiting for this, she's going to, like, suffocate her down there.
Oh my gosh.
And then we got that great line with the instrumental music. No one's ever looked out for me like you.
Oh, good stuff.
Dun, dun.
Yeah. No, I feel like, I felt like it was going to be a drowning of some sort.
Yeah.
No. Like, nighttime swimming is always romantic.
Yeah.
It's always a romance scene.
And, you know, they took their clothes
you
off.
You are the expert
definitely.
On,
listen.
On ABC Family. Family romance. So I want to talk about. I feel like that was kind of it for Emily in terms of. her like storyline. There wasn't much else for her going on.
No.
So let's talk about Spencer and
her drug
she's
addiction.
Having a hard time.
Like this is crazy. So her mom denies her, like the medication she was prescribed, mm-hmm. and then she goes after pot, and the way she asks for pot is like the way I say swear words on the show. It's so awkward.
She's like,
"Can I?"
That
get
was a perfect sir. Comparison.
I already have a some sort of you know thing that'll make you sleep.
You can see the anxiety in her, not only asking for it, but just in general. And you have to feel for her in this moment, though, because
dude,
the poor girl wants some sleep.
And the way she, like, giggled, though, after when she was like, I'll put a package together for you, and walks away, and Spencer's like,
I was like, what? Like, I'm not drugs.
I think she's so sleep deprived that she's like delirious at this point, though. And you have to give it to her, acting skills in this episode because they were so on point.
She's really good, yeah.
I mean, Sheena, so 123 made a good point that digging through Aria's trash was so gross. I like how we all said, oh no, she's totally fine. Just give her the anxiety medications to sleep. Next thing you know, she's digging through Aria's trash. Yeah. And I was like, all right, well, maybe she shouldn't have gotten them then.
At least when she saw that the bottle was open, she didn't keep digging
well,
for
she
the,
did for a second.
For she did. But honestly, when she was like asking for the weed from a girl who is legally prescribed to be smoking weed, and she's telling Ezra about how she wants it because of exhaustion and she can't sleep, I was like, girl, that's actually like that,
you can
that's
get a prescription
I was
going
to say
that.
That's a legit reason to be prescribed for it. If she were to walk in and say that, then they would be like,
yeah,
we'll give you a prescription.
But if she is an 18,
medical marijuana.
If she wasn't 18,
her mom has to.
Or, I guess that's true.
And even still, it would be like, oh, her mom, someone could see her. Her mom could, you know, something like that.
Yeah, that's true.
Her mom probably knows all the doctors in town.
Right. Her mom knows everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and is there a weed doctor in Rosewood? Like,
there's got to be.
Yeah. I feel like
they go to Ravenswood
Spencer, they really did a great job with her character tonight because we kind of saw her through over the course of these last five seasons, what have you, you know, be this anxious person. And you saw that kind of on overdrive tonight. Even when she was asking for the pot, she was really, like, struggling with it. I thought she just did a phenomenal job acting tonight.
Yeah. Like, the best part was when Ezra was like, you will wake up and you'll feel the exact same thing. And she was like, thanks for the talk.
That was so funny.
Yeah, I mean,
we were all cracking
up. I mean, she knows that's the truth, but she just wants some relief for a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
And she said it like, I'm not listening to anything.
Yeah, I mean,
it's not registering.
You kind of get the sense that once she made that decision, it was done. She was getting that pot, whatever it took. I mean, if you see this girl digging through the trash, she's desperate. You can only assume. I mean, I think that was the message. Was
right.
I mean, I wonder if she's tried like sleepy time tea. There's bears on it.
Sleepy time tea. Oh, or what? Why can't I think of what it's called right now? It begins with an M.
Melatonin.
Melatonin.
Yeah.
Put you right to sleep.
Yeah. And,
so I hear.
And Ezra. Oh. But Ezra definitely had the role tonight of like almost playing a parental type figure to them, which is interesting because normally he plays more on the younger generation, not
true.
The older generation. So that was a switch. I feel like for the first time tonight, we really saw him like try to parent Spencer in some way.
Mm-hmm. I think he saw the desperation in her, though. And I think as a mature person, how mature, I don't really know, but he wanted to like help her, but you know, you can't just be like, okay, buddy, I'll give you those pills. You know, he's trying to be mature about it and help her because he does know that she had issues with it. I think that's where he's coming from.
Yeah, I think also this is maybe just something that I took away and maybe no one else thought this, but that I feel like he sees how much all the girls are struggling with it and he doesn't have as much contact with Aria right now and it must just make him crazy knowing that Aria is struggling like
this. Yeah.
Right. Did we even see them together at all in this episode?
I don't think so. No.
No.
Interesting.
No. Yeah. So I thought that was what I kept thinking about was like he's trying to help Spencer, but in some way it's like trying to help Aria.
Mm-hmm.
It was like
I think he's trying. He knows that, you know, she's important to Aria and he's just trying
absolutely
to help them all.
Yeah.
They were all in a together.
And we didn't really talk about Jason too much tonight, but I do want to briefly talk about kind of where do you think his head is at right now? His sister seems to believe their dad. Does Allie believe their dad?
Oh, yeah. Strongly.
Yeah. Okay. So
and Allie, I don't think, believes his dad at all.
Okay.
But, like, what? Why? I don't understand, though, because, like, I don't know what there is to believe or not believe with their dad when, like, Jason obviously is affected by the fact that his dad and mom lied to him about Charles and, like, made him believe that this human being wasn't even real or didn't exist. Yeah. So I'm, like, confused what there is or is not to believe about that. Jason's clearly affected by it, so he does believe. And you know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel like he just feels like, okay, if that was such a big lie in his life, what other lies throughout his entire life, like childhood?
Oh, so you just mean like in general?
I feel like in general, he feels like his whole childhood was a lie.
Yeah. Okay.
He was, you know, he didn't get the brother that he knew existed.
Yeah, and at the end of the episode, we see Allie even kind of struggling with the fact that this brother is dead, but she never knew the brother. So it was like a very interesting moment in the episode where you were kind of like, wait, you never knew this person. Now you're kind of mourning his loss. It was just strange.
It went from that's like, hard to think because, I mean, I feel like if, I don't know, if someone's like, oh, you had a sibling before you were old enough to comprehend that and then they died. It's like, I don't know. Do you mourn?
It still just has to be weird, though.
Yeah, it's got to be like weird and kind of shocking, but do you, like, can you mourn? I don't know.
I feel like I would be sad because I never knew that person, and yet I would have wanted to have a relationship with them.
Yeah. Like, mourn the life you were supposed to have and didn't get a chance to be given.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But, yeah, it's just, I don't feel like her dad is somebody for them to, like, not necessarily not believe or believe in. I feel like Mrs. D was the one who was more so keeping secrets. Yeah. Like, their dad was just keeping the secret that he was told to keep, you know? Yeah. And he didn't even know that she was, at least as far as we know, he didn't even know that she was still, you know, in contact with Charles.
Mm-hmm. Right. It's interesting. I kind of want to take it full circle before we end this portion of our show and talk about these trackers and a little bit about, do you think, how long have they had the...
I think since they left.
Oh, okay. So not earlier, because are they getting all this done? It made me wonder how long the trackers had been in them.
Yeah, I think once they were in the dollhouse, they were tracked.
Hmm. It's really very interesting. It's going in a very dark direction.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole season's been dark so far. I like it, too.
Yeah, let's keep this
I thought it was kind of strange, though, because we didn't really talk about the medical records, them breaking into the house to get the data center to get the medical records. But there's no record after age 16, but wouldn't they say that he died? If he had died?
I think so. That's why it's so shady. Yeah. There's something going on there.
Yeah, absolutely.
And with Mrs. D working or being on the board at Radley, I mean, she could, you know, have those records changed probably to whatever she wanted them to be.
Exactly. Yeah.
So if she's telling people he died at 16, the records stop.
Maybe he was just having such a terrible time in there. And then so she just, like, pulled him out and was like, well, you can come live.
And you never know. I wondered with the records ending, like if she pulled him out or if he escaped in some way. Mm-hmm. And that's where their records, they don't know what happened to him afterwards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if Bethany Young was in there, maybe her and Charles were friends. And maybe that's how Mrs. D met her dad because weren't they having an affair?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that makes sense.
I mean, I feel like, again, it all comes back to Radley.
Yeah.
It's something that I feel like since I've started on this panel, we've talked about, that Radley seems to be the linchpin in the whole thing.
And I dig it.
Also, the fact that we briefly talk about that the therapist is not Dr.
Dr. Sullivan?
Dr. Sullivan is also back in the picture, and she was...
Yeah, she's sketchy.
So sketchy.
Yeah, we didn't really see her. We heard of her tonight, but we didn't see her. So, I don't know.
Who else worked at Radley?
There were Eli Lamb.
And that Ren. Guy. Remember Ren?
Ren. Yeah, it's...
Do we think that the new guy from the dark room maybe worked at Radley?
Oh, maybe Lamb. He's related to Lamb.
Oh, dang.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a, that's going to make me ponder for a moment.
Like I said, always right 1 week, then wrong the
In
next.
In the promo for next week, we saw them say, how long was she at? Was she at Radley? Long enough to know Charles. So someone was there. They didn't tell us who. But yeah, I definitely think Ren's involved.
Yeah, Ren.
I hope so.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how it all plays out. I do predict that Radley will be a big part of this conclusion that we're getting at the end of this first part of season six. But before we get into predictions and news and gossip, I want to talk about a really cool project that the CEO of AfterBuzz and e-host Maria Menounos is creating with Julianne Hough from Dancing with the Stars. You may have seen them do Instagram dance battles, and you can actually get involved with this. It's Dance Battle America. It's going to be an ABC special, and it's really exciting. You can create your own videos and submit them to be cast on the show. You'll be dancing on national TV, something that clearly this panel should not sing or dance on national TV. Sorry,
guys. We definitely shouldn't be doing that.
We tried, though, guys. You'll see it later.
Yeah, I mean, we
No, you won't.
Yeah, you will. I'll be posting on my Instagram sometime this week.
We tried really hard last week.
Yeah.
We're not very coordinated.
We worked hard at it.
We tried.
We have a lot of spirit.
Yeah, we have a lot of spirit. But before we get too invested in our own video, I really want to encourage you guys to go on www.dancebattleamericacasting.com. That's right, www.dancebattleamericacasting.com. I want to get that address out there. And create your own videos. Show us up. We want to see your videos. Definitely submit them on the site, but also tweet them at us, and we'll retweet them. We want to see everybody's amazing dances.
We know really bad. So you have to now, too.
Exactly.
And if we can do it, you can do it.
And we know Pretty Little Liars fans can dance, so definitely get out there. And I'm so excited about this project. Julianne Hough and Maria, that's going to be such a great special. So
Love something
to get involved with. So are you ready for some news and gossip?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, let's do it.
AfterBuzz TV News.
So, this is a little spoilery, so if you're anti-spoiler, now's the time to...
Spoiler alert!
Thank you, Melissa.
What? That's a cool one.
Cover your ears.
I know. Exactly. So, last Thursday, there was an event at The Grove, which is a shopping mall here in Los Angeles, called An Evening with Pretty Little Liars, and it had Marlene King and Mandy Line at it. And they talked about how the costumes are really often a sixth character in this show, and in so many ways a sixth liar, and how there's so much fashion and great work that goes into every outfit you see, and there's always a ton of them in every episode. You see these girls in a ton of clothes.
Yeah.
Minus the dollhouse, where they weren't. But, you know, in general, lots going on. But Marlene
and
King...
And those orange jumpsuits.
What about those prom dresses?
She got a vacation that week.
I was going to say, a little more relaxed that week, but in general, incredible clothing. It's something that I always notice on the show. It distracts me, in fact. I'm always this is amazing.
If you guys actually go to the Warner Brothers tour, they have the dresses from the Halloween episode a couple years ago on display there, and they are incredible in person.
That's pretty cool.
And if you follow them on Pinterest, you can see where they get each outfit. You can see, like, each item and where you can buy it. It's awesome. I can never afford them.
Yeah. I was going to say, also, like, Mandy Line does amazing things on Twitter and Instagram, so somebody to definitely follow if you haven't already. But also, Marlene King gave some major spoilers about what's happening after this time jump. She teased a possible PLL wedding.
Ezria.
Yeah. I mean, that would be my prediction as well. But also that there could be more than one engagement. She said engagements.
I think it'd be Caleb and Hannah.
Unless he comes out as, like, you know.
And she says that the final true unmasking of A, which happens, I believe, in this first half of this season, so episode 10 of season 6, the final true unmasking of A is really exciting. To hear this story, the total story, it's so compelling, and to know that it's also the end of a story that we've been telling for so many years, Hannah, it's bittersweet. And I just thought that makes me so interested. And she also talks about that the cast was crying during the episode, and how she even on set was crying. So that makes me so curious as to, like, the emotional buildup of it all.
You know, the other day when Lucy Hale was at the event I was at, she mentioned that. She said, you know, like, I never really thought that this would ever come to an end, and now that it probably is after, you know, season 7, she's like, I have to think about that. Like, and, like, you know, it's, like, emotional for her because she's not, like, she never thought this was going to end or that it would even go this long. So it's kind of like,
it'll be a change in all of their careers.
Totally. So they have to, like, think about that.
Yeah.
Well, I've also covered Glee here at AfterBuzz, and we definitely talked about that in the final season of Glee, that it's such an emotional change for the actors involved because every day you're going to a set that's essentially a family, and that you're no longer having that. It's a major, like, milestone in your career, certainly for Pretty Little Liars or Glee for that matter, and you are finding a new path, and so I think it would be highly emotional. Really interesting.
I'm excited to see what all of them do afterwards, because I feel like they've started, like, I know they've said that Troy Ann does a lot of like theater stuff, so I think that'll give her more opportunity to do that, and like Ashley Benson has been doing so much more film stuff. I feel like that'll give her an opportunity to really flourish in that. Like, I'm stoked to see them all.
New music from Lucy.
Yeah.
I mean, Janelle has a show here in L.A.
Right.
Oh, my gosh. Of course, now that I need to know what name of it is.
Yeah, it's on our Twitter pages.
Right. Totally forgot. I'm so sorry, you guys. Anyways,
you can tweet it later.
Yeah, I'll tweet it later. But anyways, like, so she's doing that too, and it's like a musical theater type thing. And so she's
awesome.
She's been doing that a few different shows.
Several shows in the LA area, and they're always awesome. I've been to a few of them, and they're great.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and I'm really excited about that, and I'm also really excited for season 7 to see where these girls are after the time jump. Yeah. Like, I think it's going to change the whole dynamic of the show.
I love weddings, so...
So have they already started filming that?
Yes, from my understanding, but I think that it'll be interesting to see them play closer to their age and also just who they are as adults, because we've seen them for so long in this school environment. Yeah. It'll be really exciting, I think.
Yeah.
Which is a perfect transition to predictions.
Chat us your predictions, and I'll read them.
Do we have any, or...
Well, let's give them some time.
All right. Any in our table, then? Anyone want to jump in?
Shoot.
All right.
I don't know. It's a hard one tonight.
Charles is alive. Sarah's related to him.
Yeah.
I was going
to... I mean, that's really all I have after this episode. I really...
Mona will be Mona back. Mona knows a lot. Mona's coming back. Mona knows a lot.
Yeah.
Is that all?
That's all I have.
I have to wonder, I mean, I said earlier I guessed how Sarah's related to all of this, and that's something that I'm really excited to figure out if I'm right, because I feel like, again, they don't mention anyone in passing. There's always a reason why someone's mentioned. So the aunt being mentioned feels like, why is this aunt, who is she, why is she involved, is Sarah related to her, and because they're about the same age, it feels like that's a real possibility to me. I also think there's going to be, because Ezra is seeing all of, it plays into everything I've been saying earlier, but Ezra has seen these girls struggling so much, I think he's going to want to be more involved with Arya again. And I don't know, with the introduction of the new guy, will that be some sort of love triangle? I guess that's...
Okay, so we've got some predictions. Sheena123 predicts that Ezria will get married. Sarah Bishkin predicts that Allie is A. Zach says that this is all a big dream conducted by Bethany Young.
Oh. Interesting.
Ruder13 says Charles is alive and Jason is A. Boo69Bs predicts that Charles did tell someone that about his family when he was in Radley, and that person got obsessed with it. And then so that Sarah and Allie are related, that Sarah and Emily will kiss soon. Good predictions, guys.
So, do we know Sarah? Oh, never mind. Sorry, I just answered my own question. So remember we heard like a couple. It's been a long time since this has been brought up, but as kind of like a joke thing, they said, oh, let's just have Sarah Shepherd be A, and then I was like, the Sarah tie.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Girl, that's a good one.
Just throwing that one out there.
We had a prediction earlier this week on Twitter about the fact that, I think we mentioned The Hills last week, that, like, the ending of The Hills was that they pulled back the curtain in a lot of ways.
Yeah, that was cool.
And somebody said, what happens if this was Rosewood's a giant social experiment? And that it's
too much.
That they're, like, in...
Like the Truman Show type
Yeah,
thing?
Like, that they're, like, in some sort of, like, lab or a TV show or whatever, that it's not actually a reality. Yeah.
They're in a dollhouse.
Which would be really fascinating. Yeah. Like, that it all... I mean, I think that's a really bold...
So creepy, too.
Yeah, but, I mean, really interesting. A really interesting thought. So yeah. I have to throw that in. I wish I could remember who predicted
it.
Wow,
that's a good one. Whoever did that.
Yeah. So, something to think about, guys.
Interesting.
Yeah.
All right. Well, this was a crazy episode, guys.
I know. I hope next week's I get more answers.
Even crazier.
Always crazy. All right. Well, thank you so much for watching and hanging out with us. If you have any thoughts on Pretty Little Liars, we definitely want to hear them. You can tweet AfterBuzz at AfterBuzzTV, and you can tweet me at Stephanie Wanger.
You can tweet me at Kristen_Strange, and the same on Instagram.
Y'all can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at @TheHotShotDude.
You can find me on Twitter and on Instagram at @HeatherJoySmith.
Yeah. All right. And thanks to everyone in the chat roll, too.
Yeah. Thank you. That was so much fun, guys.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.